Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
All right, it's me, and I want to thank everyone at the Oasis Podcast, as you were.
Hello and welcome back to the Oasis Podcast, the ultimate audio guide to Oasis. Hope you guys are all right. It's just a JC solo show today because there's quite a few things that I want to cover off in the world of Oasis news. Plus, also, we've got quite an interesting topic. I just wanted to talk about Oasis reunion expectations. So, obviously it's been a few months now since the reunion has been announced. We now know the gigs. We know some of the support bands and things like that. But, you know, what are we looking forward to? What do we want? What do we want to avoid? So I thought that would be an interesting one. So I've asked what you guys think on Twitter, formerly X. And and we've got some really good replies from you guys that we're going to go through. Plus, also, we've had a number of voice messages. So, yeah, we'll be dropping those in as well. So, yeah, really, really good stuff. I hope you enjoy it. Oh, just one thing I wanted to follow up on, actually, from last episode is that, we did an interview with Jen, who had had her tickets cancelled, you know, and that was really, like, stressful, and we were talking to her about it. Well, it's okay now, apparently. I saw her message the other day. Yes, she's had a confirmation that, you know, they do believe that she's not actually a bot. So that's good to know. Must be quite pleasing for her as well to know that she is actually a human being. So, yeah, so she said, my tickets were reinstated. However, there are now restrictions. I have to pick up in person with ID, no mobile tickets, and I cannot resell or even do a name change. Interesting that they are, obviously they're not convinced that she's not a bot, but at least she is going. So really pleased for you, Jen. Hope you have a great time. And I'm just really pleased that obviously it's not just her, it's affected like lots and lots of different people. So hopefully we're okay. And it'd be nice that if they are now turning the corner on this sort of stuff and they can actually get it right, would be fantastic. I suppose the biggest story of the last couple of weeks would be that Noel was pictured at Lone Star Studios. So we don't know what he was doing there. Obviously, if you don't know, that's his own little studio that he's got in London, where he's got all of like the cool paintings on the outside of all the legends, and where he's recorded the last album, and with Anna, he's doing all the filming and stuff. So this is his home from home. What was he doing there? You know, was he there to record a new Oasis album? Who knows? Lots of speculation of what he was doing. You know, you never know. It might be that he was just, messing around, doing some demos, for his own thing. Because, they did always say that the High Flying Birds is on a hiatus. So maybe he's figuring out the High Flying Birds next album. And this is literally just, and the Oasis tour is just going to be a tour and nothing else. But it would be nice, wouldn't it? It would be good to think that that he is recording a new Oasis album in there. And then in terms of Liam as well, because then people were sort of wondering is Liam then going to be, if Liam going to be recording, if we see Liam going into Lone Star Studios, then it's all over. you know, then we definitely know it's happening. Whereas, yeah, he did say some stuff. So he said on the 25th of February, yes, beautiful people, so I'm going to be in London today. If you feel a strong biblical vibration, don't worry, it's just me, LG. And then Carrie Patino, who's very good at getting Liam replies, says, are you going to be doing spiritual stuffs in London? And he says, I got a HIIT class as I like to work out. And then Matt, who is I Can Feel the Rain, said, you pop it into NG while he's hard at work. And Liam replied, I might swing by and help him with the dishes. So now this could be Liam trolling, as he often does. But remember, it was Liam's talking about a photo shoot. Oh, I've got a photo shoot today. You know, and we said, oh, could it be an Oasis photo shoot? And it was. That was the that was the Oasis photo shoot. So you never know. This could be. This could be. Plus, also, The Sun published a story claiming that Liam and Noel had met at the Nobu Hotel with their sons acting as peacemakers alongside Boned for an hour. Daily Mail did a similar story. And The Mirror ran a piece talking about the hotel meeting. Maxi Gonzalez, another person that's an expert at getting Liam replies, did actually say to Liam, did you meet in this hotel with Noel? And Liam replied, fake news, which is understandable, as he would say. He's not going to say anything else, is he? So, yeah, so that's, look, I think this could be it. I think it could be. I mean, I'm not going to get my hopes up, but we've seen this in the past. Liam comes out with something. We think it's just another, you know, thing of Liam talking crap, as he often does. But I don't know, man. I don't know. I've got a feeling it could be something. Well, we know they're going to be doing meetings. They've got to be doing meetings, ultimately, because there's a lot to figure out. There's a lot to discuss. And surely, you know, this is not just, hey, a bunch of guys, you know, that are meeting up to do some gigs in a few months. No, this is like a huge corporate event. You know, you don't just put on all this stuff, you know, all the management teams, and everyone needs to be doing a significant amount of planning for this now. You know, it's not too far away, and you know, they need to be doing, I would say, more than 1 hour long meeting in the hotel. I mean, surely there is loads and loads and loads of stuff going on about it right now, but who knows? It's all kind of being kept very neatly behind closed doors for now. But yeah, let's see. Let's hope we get some more information out soon, because, yeah, it's been very frustrating not knowing much. But yeah, let's see. Okay, stop the clocks. It's James slightly more into the future. It's now late on Saturday night. And yeah, and Liam did tweet this morning at 7 o'clock. So Arment at Blur Haler said, do you get to pick how the stage will look for the reunion? And Liam said, we're doing all that now, our kid. It's looking biblical. So there you go. It sounds like, well, that meeting, maybe that meeting did happen. And that will... that's what it was about, to choose what the stage is going to look like. But yeah, we don't know for definite. But there we go. Anyway, just thought I'd drop that in. Back to me. Also interesting today, so I'm recording this, I don't know what day it is, Friday the 28th of February. And yeah, Whatever is currently number one in the charts, in the physical charts, which in reality I think is the charts, you know, because... you know, that's what the charts always were, right? The charts were about physical when it was vinyl and then when it was CDs. So that is the chart. I think that is the chart. I mean, I get it. It's not the way that most people consume music these days, including me. I am just as guilty as anyone into streaming. But yeah, for me personally, I think it should be about physical media. And yeah, and so number one, physical media was... Whatever this week, and number 36 in the actual overall chart. So just because of the fact that they sold so many vinyl units, that does count for like multiple thousands of plays on streaming services. So yeah, so hence it was enough not to get to number one, as some outlets had reported earlier in the week, but to get to 36, which is pretty impressive for selling a few vinyls, isn't it? on that front, we had the Standing on the Shoulder of Giants anniversary, which they're sort of, you know, Oasis do their usual thing of knocking out sort of, you know, basic-y stuff that we don't really need. One thing that they did release that I've actually bought is they did a Go Let It Out t-shirt. And come out, I talked about it last episode. But yeah, I've actually bought that. It arrived today. It looks really smart. You know, I really like it. So you may well see me rocking that at an Oasis gig this summer. But yeah, so Standing on the Shoulder of Giants had its re-release. Yeah, just the typical kind of vinyl stuff. Unfortunately, no bonus tracks or anything like that. That's what we want, really. You know, we'd like some more stuff. If you've got anything in the archives, please let us have it. If not, if we could just get an official release for the Giants demos, you know, that would be great. We know they're out there, so why are we not getting them, basically? And, you know, they've done the usual thing about, like, uploading the videos in, like, 4K for YouTube and things like that. So, you know, it's interesting enough. It's good that they're doing stuff. They're keeping it alive, you know, but, you know, it is disappointing that we're not getting more interesting things when they do stuff like that. Oh, the only other thing news-wise, Andy Bell has just released his new album. To be honest, I get lost. Andy Bell releases so many albums, I've kind of got a bit lost with them. But yeah, he's releasing another new album. And there was a launch party for it yesterday, so Thursday night. And Andy was there. And Gem was there as well. And our intrepid reporter, Richard Bowes, was there. He was hoping to grab a word with Gem and Andy, but I don't think he managed to in the end, unless he did. And he's just not telling me because he's a cheeky scamp. But yeah, so not a huge amount to report there. But yeah, very exciting. I haven't got a chance to listen to Andy's new album yet. I mean, to be honest, I don't think I've listened to his last couple because he knocks one out at least every 3 weeks, but it feels like. But yeah, I imagine it's very good, as all this stuff tends to be really good. Right, so I think that is it for the news, although I've probably missed something massive because, you know, I haven't done this for a couple of weeks. So what I just want to talk about is our Oasis expectations. How are we feeling about the reunion? You know, and what I've done is I've sort of broken it down into a number of different categories. So what I said was set list. So that's what should they open with, close with? What deep cuts would you like? Any songs, if they start playing, would be your cue to head to the bar. Media and promotion. Would you like to see them do interviews? If so, who with? and would you like a documentary film or series? You know, we've seen a lot of stuff about maybe a Netflix documentary, but nothing official on that front yet. Just a bunch of dickhead Oasis fan accounts. I say fan in inverted commas because they're just clickbait scumbags. But yeah, a number of those putting out like, oh, the Netflix series is going to be coming out. We don't know that. No one's heard anything about that yet, so we don't know. New music. Do you want them to do an album? If so, what style? Should it just be Noel or should others write the songs? Lineup. We know it's Noel and Liam, but other than that, we still don't know who is in the lineup. And according to Liam, we're never going to know. They're not going to tell us. And what about the wider setup? Who do we want on the stage? Who do we want, you know, stage managing? Who do we want playing keys? Plus also just a few more points on touring. You know, would you like some different dates to what they've announced? Plus in terms of the actual setup, what would we like? You know, do you want Noel to do an acoustic set? You know, like he did, was doing in, like, you know, late 94 to early 96. Or would we rather have like the full orchestra going on? Or would we just have, you know, a few horns like on the Be Here Now tour? And yeah, or just the five piece banging it out 1994 style. So anyway, so those are my thoughts. The first thing we'll do, let's drop in some audio messages. So I think we'll do the audio messages because I'm still not 100% sure, actually. So I'm happy to listen to what you guys think, and then that might help me to make up my mind. So the first off, we are going to hear from Britpop Memories, James. Let's hear from James from Oxfordshire, who's talks about Britpop a lot.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts, and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hi James, it's James from Britpop Memories. Just a few quick thoughts about the Oasis tour. Firstly, opening and closing songs. Opening, I think it's going to have to be Acquiesce, because we need each other. That message is going to be so good. I think have them come out, the brothers on stage, singing that. You know, both of them singing their parts. Oh, it'd be really special. It'd be so nice to see that.
Yes.
And then to close the show, I would want I Am the Walrus. And I would want I Am the Walrus like 8 odd minutes. And I would want carnage. I want psychedelic carnage. I want, you know, that massive wall of noise. I want to see Noel walking off stage with his guitar leant against the amp feeding back, Liam having walked off before it. You've just got the rhythm section just battering out the, you know, 5 minutes worth of bar chords. Ah, be magic. You know, proper old school Oasis. And then quickly in terms of what else might be in the show, I quite like to see Noel do that little solo acoustic bit in the middle again. So, you know, go all in, carnage, mental, la 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 la. And then Noel does a little calm bit in the middle, you know, some nice stuff, Half the World Away, Talk Tonight. Do You Want to Be a Spaceman as a deep cut? That'd be nice, as long as I can get it wrong.
Do you still feel like me? Sit down here and we shall see. We can talk by common ground. We can just forget about feeling down.
I thought that right up. Don't know the next bit. Hi, well, that's that then, isn't it, I suppose? This one's called Talk Tonight.
And then back to the main band again, and it goes all in again. That'd be amazing. I'd want Gas Panic in there, and I'd want it to sound like they made it sound at Wembley when they did Familiar to Millions, because that is just one of the absolute highlights of the entire Oasis story. It's so good. So that's in terms of like musically what I'd like to see, hear, whatever. And then like in terms of, you know, new music, if they're going to do new music, it's going to have to be really special. It's going to have to be really proper Oasis. You know, it can't be High Flying Bird style. It cannot be any scissors. No scissors. No avant-garde rubbish. It's got to be like more along the lines of where BDI and Liam's solo careers went, rather than where the High Flying Birds went. yeah, it, if it's going to, because if they're going to do it, it's got to be good. It's got to be really good, and it's got to be Oasis. And then, do you want to see some promo? Yeah, I want to see some promo. The main thing I think we want to see is we want to see the brothers literally sat next to each other on a sofa, you know, so that we know that they can be in the same room at the same time and be friendly and polite to each other, because that's going to be important. If they're going to get through this whole tour, then, you know, we need to know that they can be in a room together, because otherwise, you know, after a couple of weeks of that tour, could get a bit interesting. Anyway, that's my thoughts. Just a few quick bits and bobs. Cool to catch up with you again, mate. I haven't got a ticket yet. Maybe I'll get a ticket one day. You never know. Anyway, catch you soon, Ray. Catch you soon, mate. All right, cheers. Bye.
Great stuff. Thank you very much, James. And if you're not following at Britpop Memories on Twitter, then I don't know what you're doing with your life, because it is the number one Britpop account on Twitter, formerly X. Did it me or did James have a bit worse for wear there? I think you maybe had a couple of shandies there before recording, which is always the best time. I always prefer people to have had a drink before recording for the podcast. That definitely makes sense. Great points there. Acquiesce to starting. I think that would probably be my choice. You know, I think if you think about like the main road version, you know, that's really what jumps out. That is probably like the one thing when I think about Oasis live, I think about the main road from there and then doing Acquiesce and everyone just going absolutely mental, and like the two brothers together. Oh, it's so great. The message is just ideal. So yeah, definitely agree. So that's currently winning for me for opener. Walrus as closer. I don't know if I'm a bit sick of it as closer, actually. I suppose seeing Liam do it a couple of times, it just didn't really, you know, it wasn't like an emotional roller coaster. It's what you want from a closer, like, you know, just something that's just really, you know, sets your heart going and really, like, you walk out like, wow, what have I just witnessed? And I don't know if Walrus does that for me anymore, to be honest. Maybe it's just the fact that it's Liam and Liam's version is quite truncated. Maybe it once, like you say, if you've got like, you know, Noel resting his guitar against the amp and then walking off and stuff, that would be cool. But yeah, I don't know about Walrus actually as the closer. We'll see what other people say. I might be persuaded. And then Noel acoustic set, I would love that. Yeah, I would absolutely love to see him on a stool doing your, you know, do you want to be a spaceman? Talk tonight, half the world away. I think that's pretty solid. Three song acoustic set there that James has mentioned. I cannot argue with that at all. New music, yeah, I agree. I do think if it's going to be, you know, if it's going to be, it's going to have Oasis name on it, then it does need to sound like Oasis. I don't even, I think that High Flying Birds has had some great, great moments. You know, I did like that line about scissors, very good. You know, it's not like every song that they did was Black Star Dancing. You know, a lot of it was, you know, had those rocky edges and things. And he has said, you know, oh, I've actually binned off the acoustic album, I'm making a rock album. So whether or not that was what will become the Oasis album, we don't know. But yeah, I agree. It needs to be Oasis. Like, with this being the reunion and everything, like, come on, don't come back and do a High Flying Birds with Liam as a guest vocalist. It does need to kick ass, doesn't it? So yep. So if they do it, let's hope that's what it is. And yeah, and I agree, just to see him sat on the sofa, that's what we want, man, isn't it? I just would love we've had these like little images from the photo shoot that we've had to like grab from still frames from the little video and things, but we just want to know how was I just really want it behind the scenes. How did it come about? Who made the first call? Even like the boring corporate stuff, I find fascinating. You know, was it like, you know, SJM meeting with Warner Brothers? You know, I'd want to hear about that stuff. You know, but that's because I'm a nerd and I'm a financial advisor. So, you know, all that sort of stuff I do find interesting. But yeah, there we go. Great stuff. Thank you very much, James. Right, who is next? This is Adam Burling.
Hi, James. On your questions about the reunion, I'd say setlist wise, I think it will be the standard between tour setlist of later years, where they didn't really have an album to promote. Something along the lines maybe of Glastonbury 2004, without the two new songs from Don't Believe the Truth that they dropped in. As long as they play kind of the big hits and a selection of, you know, the B-sides that we love, I think everyone will be happy. I don't want it to feel like a continuation of what Liam's been doing. I want it to feel like, you know, this is what we've been waiting for. Would love some deep cuts, but they have so many famous B-sides to dip into. And this tour really is a chance for the much younger generation to see them live for the first time. I think it just ain't going to happen. I kind of don't want them to walk out to Fucking in the Bushes, really, because that's something that, although it was a trademark Oasis thing, it's now a Liam thing, really. So if they found something different, I think that would be good. The opener has to be Rock and Roll Star. Can't really see beyond that. Possibly Hello. And a question about what the final song would be. A new cover, maybe. I think that would be great. Promotion and media. I don't know why, but it really bothers me that there's a significant chance that the first time they're seen together will be when they appear on stage that first night. There's something almost kind of mythical about that, I suppose. But the fact is that they probably won't even talk to each other on stage, and we could go through seeing them at gigs together, not even interacting, really. I get the argument that it's all about the music, but Oasis were so magical because of the personal story that was the backdrop to that music. I think it is a really important element of it, actually, the relationship between the two of them and how that spills over into the music. A documentary would be the dream, really. But I think a sit-down interview with someone trusted, like Jules, maybe, or someone similar, would tick the box too. Band lineup and live arrangements. I think some of the speculation about drummers and other members has been really misguided. I know there's been rumours about Joey Waronker, possibly, or whether it would be Zach Starkey. I think it seems pretty obvious to me that it will be, you know, members of Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds. So you've got Chris Sharrock and Gem as well, plus Bonehead. That seems nailed on now. And surely Andy Bell, he deserves to be involved. And if not, I reckon it'd just be Russ from the High Flying Birds, who would slot in nicely. I think the only reason that would happen is if Andy turns it down due to ride commitments or not wanting to do a huge world tour. New music, I would say no thank you. The magic of the reunion is the chance to hear them play the classics together again, for me anyway. And I just think any new music would be a disappointment. Noel would be tying himself up in knots trying to write an Oasis anthem. I think it's really wishful thinking to think that he would just be able to just churn out an Oasis classic again, like he's been waiting for the chance to do it for years. And I think the end result probably wouldn't match the likes of, say, Once or For What It's Worth from Liam's solo career, as they're specifically kind of written by talented songwriters, really, almost by committee, to sound like Noel 101. So I think anything he did would kind of just sound a bit like that, really. And finally, tour dates. There's clearly a huge Europe-sized gap, so surely that's coming. I'd love to see them storm a festival, but that's unlikely. And Oasis never have really been that great at storming festivals, I don't think, particularly something like Glastonbury that has just never suited them. Nebworth was never going to happen, as Liam's been there, done that. But I can definitely see there being some more UK gigs coming up next year, and it kind of spilling over into the next year or two. And then they'll put a lid on it again, I think. But yeah, keep up the good work, James. Great to hear the pod. Thanks.
Brilliant stuff. Thank you, Andy. Yeah, some really, really great points. God, you guys are good at this stuff. Good thing you didn't start a podcast where I did. Yeah, just talking about the set list, you're saying about, you know, it'd be great to hear some B-sides. Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to hear some B-sides. You know, but that the younger generation, you know, it's a chance for them to hear some of these songs as well. So now I get that. And that point about, I hadn't even thought of this, but you said no thank you on the live music. And, you know, because what we want to hear is Oasis classics live. And until this moment, I hadn't put together that if Oasis release new music, that then the live, that they might then have to play some of the songs live. I mean, it's dumb. I should have thought of that, really. But yeah, if they did release a new album, say, then would they have to play like five tracks off that new album? Oh, that wouldn't be, I wouldn't really want that. I don't know. You know, these reunions are there to be the coming together and the excitement and the nostalgia. So to be like, here's the new one, you know, oh, that would be weird. I think that's funny to say that, because I always complain about how, you know, Noel especially and Liam as well, like, have just not introduced new stuff into their sets as much. And we would like them to do more stuff and like them to do stuff off their new albums, because you do get sick of hearing the Oasis classics over and over again. Or like even like Liam playing Wall of Glass every time, or Noel playing, you know, some of his big stuff every time. Whereas actually, you know, if we could get, you know, new music in there, I don't know, not this tour. Maybe if they, you know, maybe, you know, if this is going to be an ongoing thing, this is the, like, the reunion tour. Let's just have the hits and some, like, you know, and some gems. And then if they did do an album, then the year after, then, okay, we'll have five songs from the new album or something like that. But, I mean, I don't think if there is a new album in the works, then, you know, that would have to be, you know, I don't know, like, it doesn't feel... The timings work now. It's, you know, it's March tomorrow as I'm recording this, March today when you listen to it. And so, yeah, we're pretty close now. You know, we are pretty close to these gigs happening. And so, yeah, if they're going to do it and release it, the whole, like, schedule and things would really be needing to kick into gear. So, yeah, I'm just talking myself out of what I was saying before, that I think I will. No, I don't think it will then. Or maybe it will, but it would be later. I don't know. You're saying about not wanting fucking in the bushes to start with, because that feels like a Liam thing now. Yeah, I kind of get that. I do get that, I suppose, because Noel doesn't use it, but Liam does. And the fact he's very much, you know, got the, he uses it like that boxer kind of intro and things like that. So yeah, he has kind of nicked that for himself now. So yeah, I don't know. I don't think it wouldn't, I mean, obviously, like, whatever they come out to, they could come out to, like, you know, the Trip to Trumpton 90s rave song, and I'd be loving it. They can come out to anything. It's going to be Oasis coming on stage. I still can't quite believe I'm saying that, but there we go. But yeah, I kind of get where you're coming from. Rock and Roll Star or Hello to start. Yeah, I would still, I think, favour Acquiesce. Rock and Roll Star isn't kind of my favourite. You know, it is great, don't get me wrong. But given the choice of Acquiesce, Hello or Rock and Roll Star, I would probably go Acquiesce 1. Hello to Rock and Roll Star 3, I think. Finishing with a new cover. That's a really interesting idea. I hadn't thought of that either. Yeah, who knows? Anything's up for grabs here. They could be doing a new cover. You know, it could be a new Beatles song, or it could be anything. You know, that'd be fantastic to hear, wouldn't it? And Noel often, you know, Noel's normally got like a new cover. Pretty much every tour he brings out a new cover. So, yeah, absolutely. Why not? That'd be great to get a new cover. Yeah, and I like the point that, you know, that it would be sad if, you know, if they didn't do any promotion, and like literally the first time we've seen them together is on the stage, and then they don't even talk to each other on the stage. Then it would just feel like, okay, this is a cash grab. You know, they're just doing this. They're not friends again. You know, it's just all they're doing is going through the motions to get this tour done and make the money. That would feel sad. I want them to be, you know, pals. I want Liam to be going over and pinching his ass when he's playing a guitar solo and things like that, you know, just the classic sort of japes that they would get up to. That's what we want. So you said that you'd want Jules to do the interview, eh? Oh, okay, yeah, Jules would be good, wouldn't he? Anyone else we can think of that could do the interview? No, fair enough. Look, I mean, obviously I'd love to do it, but I don't think, if it's going to be someone, it might be like, I don't know, like Kendrick Lamar or something. It'll be someone super, super famous because this goes beyond the typical, it'll be a normal TV show or a normal radio show. This will be a major, major event. If they did an interview or if they did a TV show or something, it would be absolutely massive. So, yeah, it would end up being someone mega famous, probably like an American, like a super famous American TV presenter or something. But I'm up for it. I'll do it at a very, very cheap rate. Let's be honest, I'd pay thousands of pounds to do it. But there you go. This is something I forgot to mention in the news. I don't think I mentioned this last week, actually. Joey Waronker has been rumoured to do to be playing the drums for them. Now, James Hargreaves posted a video about this, and this is, I think, where a lot of the speculation has come from. I then sort of did a bit of research myself, but all I could really find was just a few mentions on the Oasis Live Forever forum. People saying industry insiders have said. Now, what does that mean, industry insiders? So I don't know what that means. It could just be a load of rubbish, or it could be true. It could be that it is Joey Waronker, and actually Liam maybe on Twitter has confirmed it, possibly. Basically, people were saying that Joey Waronker, it shouldn't be him, it should be Oasis, it should be someone from Oasis. And Liam replied, saying shut up or something like that. So maybe it is, maybe it is Joey Waronker. But I wouldn't have thought so, I would have thought it would have been like Chris Sharrock, Zach Starkey. As I said, it feels like with the Ashcroft and cast announcement that maybe Liam is sort of driving a few of these choices. Maybe Noel sort of said, all right, that's fine. Let's let Liam make a lot of these choices. And if Liam is choosing who the drummer is, then, he was literally playing with Joey Waronker last year. So maybe it will be. He's a great drummer. I'm sure he'd do a great job. He's not, I'd rather have an Oasis drummer just to be and it would be great to do that. Ladies and gentlemen, Tony McCarroll, like that. And then, yeah, it's Tony. Ladies and gentlemen, Alan White, yeah. Whereas it was, ladies and gentlemen, Joey Waronker, it'd be like polite applause, But there we go. And yeah, very good point about the fact that there's, there is this big gap for Europe. I mean, they were very clear when they announced the UK dates. These are the exclusive European dates. They are not doing any more. So I think it would be a bit weird for them to go back on that. Obviously, they can do whatever they want. And especially, if it does then go into next year, then they can say, well, that was Oasis Live 25. And now this is Oasis Live 26. So, so that's okay. Yeah, festivals. Yeah, true. I can't see them doing a festival. If they're doing this, it is because the financials are so huge in these sort of specific venues. And if you're playing a festival, you're getting just like a cash payment basically to do a festival. They don't need that. They want people coming to them for which they can charge huge amounts of money. So yeah, I just cannot see that at all. Brilliant. Anyway, that's fantastic stuff. Thank you very much, Adam. All right, next up, we got a couple from Adrian McGuigan. So let's just drop these in here.
Hey, man, it's Mr. McGuigan here from X. And yes, I am related to Gwigsy. That's another story. I thought I would try this and send you something about the set list from my opinion. I think Liam said just recently that the set list would be 59 minutes and 59 seconds. I think you just take that, with a grain of salt. That's just him winding people up as normal, I hope. If they play in air, I think there'll be a world war. People, after all the ticket fiasco and the prices and all, I think, an hour 15 to an hour 30 is what we want, I think. I think the set list will not vary much from the Nebworth shows. That was a pretty good set list, and it sort of covered all. Well, it was more sort of definitely maybe in Morning Glory heavy kind of stuff, but let's face it, they're not going to play too much stuff from the later albums. So I think set list will be close to Nebworth. I think there might be a little sprinkle of a B-side or two through it, just to sparkle it up a bit. I think the first song will be Rock and Roll Star. It has to be. It's first song, and definitely maybe the full band are playing it full throttle for that whole song, so that'll allow you all the levels to be set volume wise, tone wise for the whole show. So it's a good sound checking song for the band. So I reckon that.
The 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
And closing would be, I think, I Am the Walrus. Yeah, it's nostalgic. It's a lap of honour for the band, as Noel said. And I think that's what we're going to get. I don't want to use this phrase, but we're going to get the hits. As cheesy as it sounds, and as much as they would never say those words, I think that's what we're going to get, with a few B-sides just throwing in there to put a little bit of, you know, chocolate sprinkles on the ice cream. So that's pretty much what I think. Similar set list to Nebworth, about an hour 20, hour and a half. Rock and Roll Star, I'm the Walrus at the end. Okay, I hope this works. Thanks, man. Bye.
All right, thank you for that, Mr. McGuigan. So I was going to just go straight into the second message, because he's also sent another one on the lineup. But sorry, I just have to jump in and say, you're related to Gwigsy. What? Right, I'm going to be dropping you a message now, because how are you related to Gwigsy? Come on. You can't just leave that in there and expect that not to be considered further. Yeah, something else I didn't mention, kind of news. I mean, it's one of these, it's like, you know, anytime Liam tweets, it becomes news on these various sites. I don't even bother mentioning it half the time. But yeah, Liam said, when someone said, how long is the set list going to be? And he said, 59 minutes, 59 seconds, which, you know, obviously it's not. You know, even Oasis from like 95 onwards were not playing an hour set list. They were doing, you know, an hour and a half at least. So yeah, it's going to be at least an hour and a half to 2 hours, I would say. But yeah, so that was just classic Liam trolling. Yeah, another shout for Nebworth. I see what you mean about the Nebworth set list. It probably will be similar to that. I suppose when you say and like the previous message as well, like, oh, a few B-sides thrown in there. Well, the thing is, like, because of how famous like Oasis B-sides are, actually, when we say like, oh, throw in a B-side, it's not like when Liam did I Will Believe. It would be Half the World Away, which is actually one of their most famous songs. You know what I mean? So Oasis doing a B-side would be like Half the World Away, Talk Tonight, Acquiesce. These are all very famous songs. A lot of them are on their like best of, you know, so even people that like are not like super fans digging into album tracks, you know, these B-sides, especially with the Master Plan being seen as albums by a lot of people, or like Stop the Clock, having some B-sides on it. These are, you know, mega famous songs. And so it's not just like a B-side. So anyway, but yeah, I don't think we'll get anything sort of too out there. You know, I don't think, you know, I suppose you could get like an It's Good to Be Free or something. That's like not like a mega famous one like Half the World Away, but it is, you know, still like really well respected by the fans. And it's something they've played a lot over the years, obviously. Yeah, it's cool. And then, yeah, Rock and Roll Star. Really interesting point. And you must have a musical background there. Because the band plays pretty much flat out all the way through, it's a good way of getting the levels to be set. That's a really good point. I hadn't thought of that at all. But yeah, much more of an interesting kind of technical point that, yeah, if you're getting the first gig, it's almost like your sound check first song, you know what your levels are going to be, because it's not like a song that stops and starts and has samples and has strings and things like that. Yeah, really interesting point. I hadn't thought of that. And yeah, another shout for Walrus once again. Yes, it makes sense. It's the nostalgia. It's coming back to where they started. I get that. But yeah, it wouldn't be my choice. All right, brilliant. Well, let's see what Mr. Gwiggin has for us. So let's see what Mr. McGuigan has for us in part two. And any more revelations? Maybe you're related to Bonehead as well. Who knows?
Hi, it's Mr. McGuigan here again. Just getting back to you about my thoughts on the set, the lineup, or what we think. I think obviously Gem will be there. Rhythm and lead guitar. Bonehead will be there, maybe not for all dates, but he will be there, I would think, for the nostalgic nod, and because he's helped out Liam quite a bit, and he seems really keen. Bass player and drummer is probably where it's the tricky thing. A lot of people are pushing for Whitey, but I don't know what happened there, but Liam's kind of dismissed that as no can do, as he said the other day on a tweet. So Whitey, no. Zach Starkey would be great because he's an amazing drummer. He's a modern day Keith Moon, really. But then obviously he's got the ties with The Who, and there's maybe one clash, I think, of dates, but you know, The Who can get any drummer they want. So then there's Chris Sharrock, who's kind of obviously played with Oasis before, and he drums with Noel, so he's like flying under the radar, hasn't been mentioned too much. I think the majority would prefer Zach, obviously the nod to the Beatles and The Who and all that kind of thing. He's a bigger name as such, a better drummer too. So I would say first preference would be Zach, but I would say someone that's available and knows everything inside out as well as Chris is like joint favourite, I would say. Bass player, I would like Andy Bell because he's an awesome bass player. He's a lead guitarist, but he knows his way around the bass. Russ Pritchard has been mentioned. Don't know, you know, he's a good musician, and he actually can double up on harmonies as well. But just not really feeling that, and he's never really had any history of playing with Oasis before, so can't really say that I would like that. So obviously Liam, Noel, Zach, Gem, Bonehead, Andy Bell, and then of course Mike Rowe on the keys. He's going to be a keyboard. Jay Darlington, I don't think will get the nod. I think Mike Rowe's been around longer and done it since Be Here Now, pretty much, for Oasis. What else? Other sections like brass, trumpets, blah, blah, blah. Maybe The money's there, you know, do they go full hog and do that? We don't know. Will they do that? Big shows like Nebworth and that, they brought in what, harmonica and a bit of brass and that, and Liam's got those like soul singers with him. Noel's got a bit of brass in the background, so we might see a combination of, I don't think we'll see soul singers, but I think we'll see some brass at some point. In the background of something, some strings maybe. So yeah, that's my blurb on the lineup. Thanks, man.
Great stuff. Thank you very much. Yeah, no, I agree with a lot of that stuff. I would probably disagree though where you said that, like, I think most people would prefer Zach over Chris Sharrock. I've got a feeling that there's a, you know, just from reading on Twitter and stuff, and there's a lot of like anti-Zach feeling, to be honest. I think that there is that feeling that maybe he wasn't right for Oasis. You know, he's brilliant for The Who. But yeah, just for Oasis, maybe he wasn't the right sort of fit or feel. But yeah, no, but whereas Chris Sharrock is just so, it feels like he can literally do anything. You know, he's played with every sort of band, every sort of music. And yeah, and so he can just do it. And obviously he was very, very good on that last tour. So yeah, interesting. It is feeling like it is going to be, you know, that lineup that we talked about. We know there's only one clash of dates with Zach, you know, with the ride situation with Andy Bell. You know, can I imagine Russ Pritchard with his haircut, you know, and the fact he sort of bobs around and is sort of quite funky and he does his backing vocals. Can I imagine him on stage with Oasis? I can't really. Like, everyone in Oasis kind of has a look about them. You know, they have either, you know, very short hair or they're bald or they've got the sort of the Beatles-y cut. And just with Russ's like curly mop and like the fact he's like funky and plays with his fingers instead of with a pick, I just can't see it. I think so. So I've always said all along, like, well, I think it'll probably be Russ just because, you know, given the choice, if Noel will probably be driving this and therefore Noel would want Russ because he's been playing with like nonstop for the last like whatever it's been, 10, 15 years. But in reality, you know, would he give it to Russ or actually would he give it to Andy Bell or maybe, you know, Liam comes in and says, no, I want it to be Andy Bell. You just don't know. So, yeah, so we'll just have to see on that front. But, yeah, right now I just can't see Russ. I can't picture it, you know, in my mind's eye. I can see Bonehead. I can see Gem. You know, can I see Russ really stood there with Oasis? Probably not. But there we go. And that was a very good point, actually, about the tweet. That's another tweet I've not mentioned on here. Yeah, so someone said to Liam, let me grab it. So, yeah, Liam commented as well. There was another big story in the press saying that Liam was going to buy a massive house in the Cotswolds. And he replied, not looking to buy a high security manor house in Cotswolds, more interested in high security wigwam in Norfolk. I'll just say, if Liam did get a house in the Cotswolds does go into part of Oxfordshire as well. So Liam would actually be an Oxfordshire resident, same as me, which would be very, very exciting. But yeah, he said, not looking to buy a high security manor house in Cotswolds, more interested in high security wigwam in Norfolk. So there you go. Then anyway, Michael Brusker replied and said, Liam, get Whitey back in the band. And he said, no can do. And he spelt it in a weird way, like N-O-K-A-N-D-O-O, no can do. So yeah, so I mean, what does that mean? Does that mean that he's been asked? That's the sort of reply that would be like, you know, we've asked him and he said no, which would make sense. But because no can do feels like we wanted him, but he said no to me rather than nah, or, you know, rather than it being like their choice. No, we wouldn't want that. But or unless it's like a legal thing, you know, I know there was a bit of a falling out at the end. But anyway, there we go. So that was interesting. All right. Well, look, thank you, Mr. McGuigan. And I will be messaging you to find out about this link to Gwigsy. Very exciting. All right. Now, I think this is the last one now. This is from Rob Tomlinson.
Hi, James. Hope you're well. Just thought I'd drop you in my thoughts on the upcoming reunion. So firstly, I think in terms of set list, we're definitely going to just get a greatest hits heavy set list. Definitely. heavy on the first two albums with the 30th anniversary of Morning Glory coming up. I think they might probably start with Rock and Roll Star and finish with I Am the Walrus. Hello is a possible opener. Can definitely see Acquiesce being the last song. I think we're likely to see less Noel sung songs, as I know Liam got frustrated over the years with more and more creeping into the set. I think we'll definitely get the Master Plan, Don't Look Back in Anger, Half the World Away, maybe even Little by Little, but I do think Noel will rein it back a little bit in terms of singing. Personally, I'd like to hear more material from the Be Here Now era. I'd love to hear It's Getting Better, Man. Don't think we will. I'd love the first play of I Hope, I Think, I Know. I Got the Fever, I've always thought that'd be a great song live, and hopefully we get Stay Young, but I've very much doubt we'll get any sort of deep cuts. I think it will be Greatest Hits All the Way. In terms of band lineup, personally, I hope for all ex-members, but I think the longer that it goes on and announced, the more likely we are to have other musicians join in. I mean, I did comment on one of Liam's Twitter posts about not wanting other musicians, and Liam actually bit back to say, don't bother coming then. So I definitely see other people joining. I think I can see Russ Pritchard ending up on bass, because Andy Bell's been very quiet. And the rumour of Joey Warrenker on drums, that's got to come from somewhere. Personally, I would like to see Zach Starkey, but I know The Who have got one show that clashes. So maybe he's out. But I do find it hard to believe Chris Sharrett wouldn't be used with him playing with both Oasis and the High Flying Birds. And I definitely expect the likes of Mike Rowe on keyboards like he always has been. In terms of promotion and media appearances, I like to think there's a documentary being made in the background. It might even be done by an Ace or Charlie Lightning, who've worked with Noel and Liam before, which is probably why it is being kept under wraps. I'm disappointed that we haven't seen a full band photo like we got for the 2000 Stadium Tour. But I do think with the lack of announcement of the lineup means there's probably things still being confirmed in the background. In terms of new music, I guess who wouldn't want a new album, but don't really expect anything, although I do hope I'm wrong. Personally, I would prefer all the unheard music from the glory years to be released rather than basically their next solo albums being recorded under the Oasis name. I think there's so much out there that we know of that hasn't seen light of day. I would much prefer to see that released officially. And in terms of tour dates, I get the sense that everything has been announced. I know people say Europe is now difficult to tour since Brexit, and I guess it's been about 3 months since the last dates were announced for the Far East. Who knows what 2026 brings, but everything's gone very quiet at the moment. So I do think that is that.
And that is it. Nice abrupt ending there, Rob. Good work, mate. Yep, so once again, really interesting thoughts. You guys are really doing brilliant stuff today. What are we talking about? Rock and Roll Star and Hello. Yeah, Acquiesce is a closer. That is a good closer. You got to admit, that is a good tune to close, isn't it? So that is a great shout. Yeah, Noel, would Liam push back on how many songs Noel sings in the set? We know that it's like, it does piss him off, you know, when he has to go off and like sit there while Noel does his thing for multiple songs. But then when you think about like the Oasis, the amount of Oasis classics that he did sing, then you think, well, he would have to do Master Plan, Don't Look Back in Anger, probably Half the World Away. Then would he want to do Little by Little? That's kind of become his thing. The Importance of Being Idle, that's also a massive song that he sings. So just there you go. It's like, even if you thought like, oh, Noel should only do, say, two or three, well, then you think, well, what are they going to drop then? Because if he's going to do, are you going to drop the Master Plan Little by Little? You know, just leave it as Don't Look Back in Anger and like Half the World Away, or, you know, I don't know. There's a lot in there that if he doesn't do four or five songs, it would feel like there was some missing there. So yeah, it remains to be seen what he'll do. Great shout. I would love them to play a load of Be Here Now stuff. Yeah, absolutely. I Hope, I Think, I Know. One of my favourite Be Here Now songs. Absolutely love it. Never been played live, so would love to hear that live. I Got the Fever, yeah, that would be cool. Stay Young, obviously, I'd love to hear Stay Young. I would be probably crying and in bits if they played Stay Young. I'll probably be crying and in bits anyway, but, you know, there you go. But Stay Young, I think, would probably finish me off. And, and one thing you mentioned there about, like, if they're doing a documentary, it'd be great if it was Charlie Lightning. Yeah, absolutely. Charlie Lightning's done a lot of the documentary stuff so far. I mean, the documentaries is weird because it does seem quite random. Like, you know, the Lord Don't Slow Me Down and things like that. You know, it's like, it's not always, you know, someone who's in the inner circle. It does often tend to be kind of these sort of quite random people that have not much to do with them. And I think if it is a bigger deal, this one, if they've got a Netflix or if they got something like that, then we're probably going to like a big top film director or like the main person at Netflix who does this stuff, because, you know, it's not just going to be like, oh, we'll get Noel's mate to do it or Noel's daughter to do it. No, this is going to be then a proper production. So we shall see. All right, so I think that is it in terms of the messages. Let's just have a look at what you guys were saying on Twitter. So Matt M4Tet said, around the set list, don't mind. It will be amazing whatever they play. Around the lineup, would love Alan on drums, but unlikely. So Zach Starkey, second choice. In terms of promotion, he said, I want it all. Wall-to-wall Oasis coverage, interviews the lot. And then, touring and other stuff. He said, let's get this reunion tour done and then promote a new album in 2027. Yep, I can get on board with that, absolutely. Oasis official, Oasis tribute band, good guys. Can't see them starting with anything but Rock and Roll Star. Reckon it'd be a lot of the classics, plus maybe one or two curveballs. Some media would be great. Would love to hear how the reunion finally came about, but can't see that happening as that's quite personal between Liam and Noel. Yeah, that's a good point. I suppose if it's going to go into like you'd have to cover like a lot of the anti stuff, you know, a lot of the quite negative stuff. If you're telling the story, you can't just start at, oh, we decided to get back together. You'd have to start at, we hated each other. Similar to like Liam's documentary, where he covers like how tough it was, you know, the BDI had sort of failed and he was, you know, all that stuff about him going off on the plane with Paul Gallagher and Boned, like, you know, getting him back from the brink, really. So, yeah, you'd kind of, for the story, that would be the story, wouldn't it? Like that we were at each other's throats and we hated each other and then we made it happen. So, but then do you do that? Do you dredge all that stuff up? I mean, it might be that just recording the interviews on that means they end up scrapping again and cancel the tour. So don't know. But good point. And then the Oasis tribute, which I imagine is Aaron, the singer. I think he does the Twitter. Intrigued to see how the lineup will work, especially if both Gem and Boned are involved. Would love to see some warm-up shows. They can't surely go straight back into stadium shows without road testing in smaller venues. Yes, that's a very good point. Now, someone else has mentioned we might come to it. They would typically would do some smaller shows first. You know, they would do like the Paul Lighthouse that time and things like that. So, yeah, we could see that happening. That would be the hottest ticket in town. Jesus, to get to see them in like a little tiny venue warming up for Cardiff. That would be something else, wouldn't it? How Gem and Boned are going to work together? I don't think that's going to be an issue, to be honest. Like, when you see Liam's band, I can't really hear when Boned's there. Like, you can't like pick out, oh, Boned's really added a lot there. I mean, having said that, I do think I've said that over the years, to be honest. But, you know, I think they're just going to create such a wall of sound when you've got the swirling keyboards and everything else going on. I don't really think it'll be like, oh, did that? You know, there was a bit too many guitars. I mean, quite often you go and see bands and there's like four guitars going. You know what I mean? And so I don't really think that matters. And I think Gem is probably going to be doing a lot of the lead anyway. And then Bonehead will just be like cranking out and adding just a bit more crunch in the background. So, but it would be very, very cool. All right, Jessica Reese from Australia. Open with Columbia. Sorry, James, I know you hate it, but for me, it just builds the tension and gets everyone dancing straight away. Awesome. Hold on a minute. I don't hate Columbia. Can we please dispel this rumour? I just don't think it's that great. And everyone else seems to shit themselves. It's the best song in the world. It really isn't. You know, it's got three chords. It repeats the same thing over and over again. Come on. Songs are not about grooves. Songs are about dynamism and emotion. And Columbia doesn't really have that. Close with Champagne Supernova. Yep, happy with that. Deep cut, Hey Now. That would be cool. It would be good to have a Hey Now. Hey Now, I've listened to it. Well, obviously I listen to Oasis quite a lot, so I do hear it quite a lot. But my general feeling when I've listened to it recently is just cut the third verse. There's no need for it to keep going. I think as it's just like keeps going and going and going, it doesn't really change, like the dynamics aren't that different. So it just kicks back in again. And then the solo is quite long and boring. And so, yeah. If they played it, you know, I think it would be great. But I think it would be a bit of a off to the bar moment for a lot of people. And then also lineup wise, she's gone Liam, Noel, Gem, Bonehead, Andy and Alan White. Press regarding the promotion, press conference, interviews, gimmicks, competitions to meet them, all of it, anything. New music, if it's good, if Noel has been holding back some genius work that works, that truly work for Liam. If it's not good, no thanks. Yep, fair enough. God, imagine the anticipation if there is a new Oasis single. I mean, back in the day, it was mad. And like even whenever Liam and Noel release stuff now, it's like, what's it going to be? You know, and I'm often quite critical when they first come out just because you're thinking like all the things this could be, you know. Actually, I mean, it's a bit of an aside, but I've just binged all of Twin Peaks recently. I think I might have mentioned it on the last episode that I was in the middle of binging Twin Peaks. Well, David Lynch died and I've binged all of Twin Peaks, including The Return. And you can, it's like when you get like a weird show like that or you get something that like makes quite bold choices, you're almost like cross because it didn't do the thing you wanted it to do rather than being happy for what it did. And I think that'll be the thing. Every time if you hear an Oasis song, you're sort of expecting it, right, if this isn't the Master Plan meets Don't Look Back in Anger, then it's going to be disappointing. And so, yeah, but it's not going to be that, because even if it was literally as good as those songs, they're not going to have that same emotional meaning like they did, you know, for us when we were 15 or however old you were when you heard them for the first time, maybe 25, maybe, you know, whatever. So, yeah, so there we go. And then touring, no new dates. Save Liam's voice. Acoustic set for Noel. Yes, projections with old footage and new footage on it. Playing at the back. Backing singers like they both have had in their solo live shows. Not for everything, but for harmony numbers like Cast No Shadow. Yeah, interesting. So they never really had, other than the odd gig here and there, they never really did sort of backup singers in Oasis. And yeah, both Liam and Noel have done them. Yeah, Liam's got those sort of soul singers, and then Noel has had obviously Jess, and then the what they call the Roxies have done stuff with him recently as well. So it would, I don't think I'd like sort of, you know, three sort of female backing singers clicking their fingers and stuff. I just don't really think it suits Oasis music. I think it's been required on the recent Liam tours because there's no one else in the band has been stepping up and doing the Noel harmonies. And so you need someone to do the Noel harmonies. And so, yeah, it's generally they've used the backing singers to do that.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app, with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Whereas I think now you've got Noel to do the Noel harmonies, then we don't necessarily need those. Unless you're going to do Roll It Over or something like that, then you would bring in a couple of female singers. But no, I'm quite happy if it's a set of, if it's like the typical, like we talked about, a set of big songs that don't necessarily have those need for harmonies in that way, except for Noel, then that's fine by me. Yeah, projections with old footage and new footage. Yeah, that would be great. I mean, that's very nostalgia. I mean, it was brilliant to see Liam's, you know, when he was doing the Definitely Maybe tour, and they had the footage of, you know, Diggsy's Dinner, and you're seeing all the guys from the 90s and Tony McCarroll being on there and stuff as well. That was great. I really enjoyed all that. But it is a bit nostalgia-y. And I think that, you know, would they want that? Do they want to be kind of looking back so much? That's a bit sort of like old. And they still want to feel a bit more vital. You know, I don't think this isn't like a Rewind festival or like an Oasis, like a sort of a bootleg Beatles or something like that. You know, we don't want that. This is like a vital, cool, great band playing together again. Well, let's hope so. Good stuff. All right, Dave Scholes. It will be all the bangers and crowd pleasers, obviously. I would love Hello at the start and Champagne Supernova to end. I'd love Who Feels Love, but they won't play it. Listen to Standing on the Shoulders of Giants this week, and because it's the anniversary, really enjoyed listening to Who Feels Love. I think that, like, if you just lock into it and just enjoy it and listen and let it wash over you, it's a great song. I think it's often, you know, I listen to a lot of music on streaming and just, like, you know, in the background and stuff, at which point Who Feels Love, I'm like, skip that one. But actually, if you listen to it and just enjoy it and feel it for what it is, it's brilliant. So, yeah, Who Feels Love? Well done. Lineup: Gallagher's, Gem, Bonet, Andy and Alan. Probs won't be Alan and possibly not Andy. Hope so, though. Three is the promotion. One Jules Holland special would be amazing. We won't get anything, though. New music: I'd kill for an album, all Noel written. Not that there's anything wrong with Gem, Andy or Liam tunes. They're some of the best ones, but just Noel feels right. He's next level. Yes, I agree. I think if they're going to do an Oasis album, well, obviously we don't even know who's in the lineup yet, and they're not, you know, it's not like there's a record, as far as we know, it's not like there's a bunch of recording sessions booked, and therefore whoever else is in the band, whether it's Andy Bell or Gem or whoever, is currently going off and writing songs to then bring to those sessions. So that feels very unlikely. It does feel like if they were going to do an album, then it would be like the stuff that Noel's already recorded that then Liam just going to sing, and that's pretty much going to be how it is. And then regarding sort of touring, if they could do the SMH Stadium in Chesterfield, that'd be decent for me. I take you from Chesterfield, Dave. In all seriousness, though, I hope they carry on after this. People need something positive to look forward to these days. Yeah, absolutely. That's really, really a good point. Okay, what else we got here? Connor_FCUM. Open with hello and close with live forever. Perfect start and ending. Yep, live forever to close is a very, very good shout. I like that. Ben Williams, Ben W79LFC, goes Main Road set, Bonehead, Gem, Alan White, Netflix doc, no new music till after tour, more British dates. Okay. Marsh at My Big Mouth H says Bushes if Hello is opener, Swamp Song if Acquiesce is opener. Hope they take Be Here Now into account. Yep, like that. Yeah, I suppose Bushes into Hello makes sense. But yeah, if you're doing Acquiesce, then Swamp Song into Acquiesce is the one, isn't it? Gem, Bonehead, Whitey, though not sure how that would work. Yeah, I think we talked about that. I think that would be fine. Gem and Bonehead can play together, I'm sure. No problem with that. Yes to interviews, don't care who with, but a Matt Morgan one would be class. Would Matt Morgan do that? I mean, I can't see Liam and Noel sitting down with Matt Morgan because he's like Noel's mate, isn't he? So that would just be a bit weird. Liam would be like a bit of a spare prick at a wedding. I don't know if Liam would get Noel and Matt's kind of little, like, you know, jokey, matey style. And he said, yes to a new album, any style, but Noel writing most songs. Nice if Liam chips in as well. And then Noel acoustic set in the middle for sure. Something like the Nebworth setup with the orchestra and harmonica, but slightly smaller. Yeah, I'd like that. I'd like the... I'd like to see sort of that similar to the, well, given the choice of like, basically like when I saw them at Cardiff 96 or when I saw them at Nebworth 96, I'd go Cardiff 96. Now, I just think, which is basically the, you know, just the band and then, you know, Noel acoustic set. That's what I want. That is, I think, peak Oasis for me. Once you get into like the later 96 and you have like the full orchestra and the harmonica and piano and everything like that, it was an amazing experience and it's an incredible sound. But for me, you can't beat just them playing the songs, you know, just the five of them. That would be the best thing for me. Right. John Turner. Fucking in the Bushes, who's at Make Believer. Fucking in the Bushes must be the intro. Hello shouldn't be the opener or even in the set. Interesting. Rock and Roll starts open, followed by Acquiesce, Morning Glory and Columbia. Noel vocal three quarters of the way through with Little by Little, Half the World Away and The Master Plan. Liam comes back for Roll It Over, Slide Away and Live Forever to finish. Encore consists of Shock and Lightning, Deep Cut, Goose Choice, Don't Look Back in Anger, Champagne Supernova and I'm the Walrus. Lila and Go Let It Out needs be in the set, along with the Hindu Times with the drum loop kicking in straight after Fadeaway's outro as it did in 2002. Gas Panic needs to be in the middle. If I get that, I'll be happy. Well, that is pretty epic, John. I would love that. That is a great, great lineup. Some interesting interesting options in there. Shock of Lightning would be great, wouldn't it? And then to have Lila in there. Lila's not my favourite tune, but it would be cool to get it because, you know, it would be a surprise. Go a Little Out as well would be a bit of a surprise, but would be cool. Hindu Times, yeah, with the fadeaway drum, fadeaway, that would be cool. And Gas Panic, yeah, great shouts, great shouts. Hughesy said, some might say needs to be the second song on the reunion set list. All right, thank you. Ash, who is Ash You Were, a set list that isn't the hits. Be great to have songs like I Hope I Think I Know and Gas Panic, for example. That's another shout for I Hope I Think I Know. Fantastic. Damon Chandler did a set list on his notepad, which is very cool. Hello, Acquiesce, Rock and Roll Star, Columbia, Morning Glory, Lila, Stand By Me, Some Might Say, Talk Tonight, Cast No Shadow, Slide Away, Little By Little, The Master Plan, Half the World Away, Stay Young, Don't Go Away, Whatever, Stop Crying Your Heart Out, Cigarettes Now Cold, Don't Look Back in Anger, and then a encore of Supersonic, Wonderwall, Live Forever, and Champagne Supernova. Bloody hell. Like, there's so, like, there's a lot of good songs, isn't there? I mean, whatever they do, they're going to have to drop a lot of really, really epic songs. Craziness. All right. Ryan, who is Ryan OV80. Just one obscure, lesser-known track in the set list. Yep. Matthew Roberts at Bert22. Let's All Make Believe and Listen Up added to the set list. Oh, mate, that would be great, wouldn't it? Let's All Make Believe would be incredible, but I just can't see it happening. I can't see it happening, not with the reunion crowd, with a bunch of casual Oasis fans. They'd be like, what's this one? Whatever with full orchestra. Yep, happy with that. Noel, I think that's the closing song he's saying. Noel Acoustic, Don't Go Away, Sad Song and The Master Plan. Sad Song, yeah. Beach Balls Flying Around with Wenger Out and Save Ferris. Very good. So that's a couple of old references. Good stuff. Paul Williams, Paul_J_W. There was a leaked set list doing the rounds last week that was quite clearly a fake, as all eras of the band were nicely represented. No way Oasis will give anything post-95 a fair showing. Anyway, I'd like that set list. Also, I'm not against new musicians on bass, drums, etc. Yeah, I saw that. Obviously bollocks. Obviously a load of rubbish. I think it was just a tribute band set list or something. But yeah, no, a load of rubbish. That's not what it's about. That's not what's happening. James Mercer said, this will be the set list, JC. It will, because I've said it will be. And he's done it on Spotify. So let's have a quick look, shall we? He's gone, Fucking in the Bushes, Rock and Roll Star, Columbia, Hello, Acquiesce, Supersonic, Roll With It, Shock of the Lightning, Go Let It Out, Gas Panic, Morning Glory, Some Might Say, Half the World Away, Master Plan, how long is this? Little By Little, Stand By Me, Slide Away, Cigarettes and Alcohol, Wonderwall, Don't Look Back in Anger, Live Forever, Champagne Supernova, Come On, Feel the Noise. That's what I want them to finish with. That would be absolutely amazing. That would be great. Yeah, great stuff, James. I don't know how many songs they'll do. It's funny, isn't it? You sort of think, like, you forget how many absolute classics there are. Absolutely crazy. And Dee Dee said, open with Hello, close with Champagne Supernova, must have, do you know what I mean, and Acquiesce, would love, Where Did It All Go Wrong? Interesting, Where Did It All Go Wrong? And then I think in reference to the fact that I'd said, what song, if they play it, are you going to go to the loo or go to the bar? And she said, it's been 15 years. I ain't walking out. Fair enough. Fair enough. I think we'll have to fit in a catheter or something to get through this. Wardy said, open with Swamp Song, Liam swaggering on into Acquiesce, finish with Rock and Roll Star and Come and Feel the Noise. Would like to hear Diggsy's Dinner. Yeah, I'd love to hear that. I'll be watching every song when I see them. Yep. And then James Mercer also said, I personally would like to see some credence given to later era songs, Shock of Lightning, Gas Panic, Go Let It Out. I and others who want this are probably in a minority, however, and they will probably please the most and play it safe. Opener, Rock and Roll Star for me also. Matt, I Can Feel the Rain, said, opener, Hello, closer, Live Forever. Encore, opener, Acquiesce, closer, Rock and Roll Star. Loved when they closed with Rock and Roll Star in 2000. The last thing hearing Liam and Noel sing would be, it's just rock and roll. It's perfect. I can't see too many deep cuts, but it would definitely not just be 90s tunes. Josh Deegan said, open with Acquiesce, close with Walrus, deep cuts, Gas Panic, Roll It Over, Hey Now, to the bar, absolutely none for £150. Yeah, absolutely. And and Craig, who is at Savlad41, said, "She's Electric would send me for a piss and a pint." Fair enough. That's your choice. I like a bit of She's Electric. I think that would be, that would go down absolutely incredibly if they played She's Electric. What else we got here in terms of media and promotion? Wardy said documentary film would be great. Yeah, I want to see and read some new interviews. They're great in interviews, almost as good as the music. If they only do one, though, obviously, I'd love it to be Oasis podcast. Yes, Wardy, you win, mate. You got the gold star. This is it for me. It's not Oasis as a cultural phenomenon is not just a band playing music. It's not just a live band. It's not just the records. It's everything. It's the personalities, it's the performances, it's the interviews, it's the interactions, it's Liam's Twitter, it's Dole's Matt Morgan interviews. This is all Oasis, you know, and we can't, like, you know, without all that stuff, it wouldn't be Oasis. You know, you can't, it's not just that. It's so much more to it than that. So, yeah, love it. Josh Deegan said, "Yes, I feel like we as fans are owed at least one interview. A press conference like the Roses would be good. Sit them down for 30 minutes, ask away, and then that's it till the tour. Not asked about a doc. We've loads of them already, and the Supersonic was the definitive one." I don't know if I'd do a press conference. I think press conferences, you know, like the Roses one. I mean, the Roses one was entertaining because, you know, there was that bit where Ian Brown had a go at the guy working for the Daily Mail and stuff. But suppose, you know, and you just got the other guys, you know, John Squire's just so quiet and things. And I'd really like, you know, what they're all sat there like at a typical press conference sitting at a table. I can't see that, to be honest. I think it's much better to just have some sort of like fly on the wall documentary. That's what we really want. We want to see what's going on.
Two more, Ben Todd from the Daily Mail.
Hiya. Quick one. When you were writing the songs,
what does it feel like to represent the newspaper that you should support Adolf Hitler? Who supports the bank of Kabbalists that are ruining the world?
I'm not going to go into that.
Well, I am.
We'll have a chat about it another time.
Did you vote Tory?
No.
No one ever votes Tory, did he?
Matt, I Can Feel the Rain, said, "A doc is almost inevitable, especially if the rumours of Liam's team doing the promotion are true." Where have you heard that? I didn't know Liam's team were doing the promotion. "And would love for an interview with Ross or someone like that." I take it you mean Jonathan Ross. No, thank you. He doesn't actually listen. He doesn't know anything about Oasis. Someone like that, because he gets along with both of them and wouldn't try to push any buttons. Yeah, true. He's not going to like try and wind them up or try and be clever or ask these like long, complicated, minute-long thesis questions. But then again, somewhere in between, please. You know, not just like, I heard you had a funny story about this thing. And also, all he ever asks them is, are you going to get back together then? So there's going to be no questions for him. He's just going to have to sit there. So that's all good. New music on that topic. CR5 said, "No new music at this tour at all. After this tour, okay. If new music in future, then both must write for the album. Noel's solo stuff, not a patch on his stuff for Oasis, not even a patch on most of Liam's solo stuff." There you go. Musters Mist said, "I don't think we get a new album, but I would love one. I'd be happy if Noel wrote 70 to 80% of it." Oh, Mooters Mist, as in the rest of the Great Mooter. Shane, Orange 1979, "A new album is fantasy land, in my opinion. This is purely about the tour, and once it's done, I'd say they will go their separate ways. Fair or harsh?" Probably fair, you know, based on what we're thinking. It does sound like, you know, okay, let's do this, make the money, and then just disappear. We'll see how it goes. But yeah, probably at the moment, I'm saying that that's what it's going to be, but who knows? Maybe they're best pals again and it's going to be holding hands and, you know, lollipops and rainbows for another 20 years. Dan Holt L2 said, "Would bloody love a new album in any style they see fit." And Craig Savlad said, "Somewhere between Noel's first album and Why Me, Why Not, Noel writing 80% with Liam the other 20%. Yeah, I'd be happy with that. And I think that will about do it. I think there's probably a few more that I've missed there. But yeah, that all sounds very cool. One other thing I thought was funny, actually, I said, I tweeted out, my son's found like a little website or a little app or something called Will You Push the Button? It's all these sort of little choices of like, you can get to do this, but you have this. But anyway, so I asked, would you push the button? You get to see Oasis first night in the reunion tour. Plus you get to hang out with them backstage and have the best night of your life. But the next day they have a big fight. The tour is cancelled and they never play live again. Would you press the button? Now, 66% of people said they would push the button and 34% said they wouldn't, which is crazy. That's so selfish of the 66%. Just to give you some responses on that. Mahoney Returns said, feels like a poignant question that speaks to a dilemma society faces. Do we choose ourselves, greed, consumerism out of being told to? Or do we consider ourselves a community where we think of and support each other for the betterment and empowerment of all of us? Don't push. Well, that's very beautifully and well put. Whereas then you have Seska, who is a Cescarini, said, I'm sorry, I really want to hang out with them. And then Inner Quasar 35, no hesitation. Wawa1_ push button, of course. I'd be happy meeting the lads, mostly as I already seen Oasis live and both solo live many times. Claire Heidi, push. They're going to end again anyway. Amazing. The selfishness is incredible. And Alex Kryzan confirms this. He says, you have some selfish followers, sir. Whereas we've got some good people here. Marcella Woodcock, lovely person. Never, because I want everyone, kids, teens, old, back aching, originals like me, to experience a bit of what we did in the 90s. I can't wait to go and it just be a mass of folk enjoying themselves, belting out the tunes of my youth. Very well put. Richarlison Goa1 said, I'm going opening night anyway, and I'm not fussed about meeting them. As they say, never meet your heroes. And I don't want the tour to end on bad terms, so I'm not pressing. Fair enough. And we'll finish with this one. Rudolph Fucker 67 said, fuck everybody else. There we go. Well done, everyone. So yeah, I thought that was some fun stuff. All right, well, look, I think that will do it for today. That's been about an hour and a half of me just talking complete bollocks. So let's get this up and out to you guys. Hopefully nothing crazy happens in the world of Oasis in the meantime. And but anyway, we'll be back soon with all more fun and games and stuff of that nature. Thank you for listening to the Oasis podcast. And most of all, thanks go to our patrons. You put your money where your mouth is and it's greatly, greatly appreciated. You can become a patron at patreon.com/oasispod, which is where we post, bonus episodes and things. I've been doing my top 100 songs of all time, kind of like a radio show that's going out on Patreon. And I need to do the second episode of that. So that should be coming very soon over there. Email oasispod@gmail.com. Always lovely to hear from you. And like you've heard earlier with the guys, always love to get audio messages. Let's hear your voice. Love it. Do follow on X, formerly Twitter, formerly X, at Oasis Podcast. I'm not really doing much on the other socials at the moment. I've just been, to be honest, really busy with work. It's been absolutely mad. Plus also Binge and Twin Peaks. That did take, to be honest, that's been a lot of my time over the last month. And so, so a lot of that other stuff has dropped off. So just hit me up on Twitter. That is the place to be. Just stay off the For You tab. Stick on the following. It makes sense. All right. I think that will do it for today. Thank you very much for listening. Thanks very much to the guys who sent in the voice messages. Much appreciated. Thanks to the people who commented on Twitter that we've been reading out. And as ever, stay in touch, stay engaged, and stay young.